Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are back and ready for action.
Okay. Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Good midnight.
Good riddance.
Good. That's right.
Good riddance. If this is your last episode ever, we know. There's always a last episode for anybody.
Somebody's listening to like that enough.
This will probably be someone's last episode. Who knows?
But sometimes people always come back. There's podcasts I listen to that like I've gone off for like a year and then I come back and then I'm like full on listening to them all again. So who knows?
This is somebody's first episode back. Welcome back. Thanks for rejoining us.
Is everybody recovered? Everybody good?
Feeling great.
I think so. Woo! Vegas, baby.
It'll take it out of you.
It did. It did. It does and it did.
It went by like that though.
It was
like
good. I did not want to be. I actually wanted to be there a little shorter than what the plan was.
Patricia and I's flight was at like 10 a.m. and we decided, let's just not go to bed. Like our last night, we stayed up the whole fucking time. We gambled until like 5 or 6 in the morning. Oof. And then we were like, let's just walk around for a little bit.
We did the same thing. Me, Todd, and Allie stayed up the whole night.
Yikes.
Because our flight was like at 8:30 and we're like, we just got to stay up because our whole day is going to be ruined if we go to sleep, wake up in 2 hours.
It's crazy how like your mind works when you continue to stay up. Like they're like the brain will start hallucinating if you've been awake for too long. Do you know about that guy who was like a radio DJ? I think he was like back in the 40s or 50s. He's tried to create the world record for staying up the longest anyone has ever like done.
Right.
And he was like a radio DJ doing it. So he was broadcasting to everybody that he wasn't going to sleep. And he eventually like started hallucinating so bad after like 2 or 3 days where they had to like, the police had to like take him and like almost like arrest him or something. There's a whole thing if you look up.
And do you get hungry the same way? Like if you're staying up, like do you still get hungry by breakfast, by lunch, by dinner every day?
I bet you're numb to it after day 2, right?
Yeah.
I feel like your brain is just like somewhere else.
It's probably
like a wicked trip though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Then I wonder if you stayed up 3 days, if you go to bed, do you sleep for like a whole day? Is that possible?
I feel like your body like makes up for it.
Yeah, your body will sleep for a long time.
Yeah, you got
some. You'll wake up and then you'll be like, I can sleep again. And then I feel like in an hour, you'll fall back asleep for like 4 hours. But I feel like you'll keep falling asleep.
Yeah. Do you know about people who have like polyphasic sleep cycles?
I was just about to say that. I think that's what it's called, where they do like 2-hour nap.
That's wild.
Or you can technically, I heard, like you can take a 30-minute nap every 3 or 4 hours and you can be fine. Like all you're doing
instead
is taking
one night of sleep, you just take naps throughout the day.
Honestly, I wish that's how we all operated. 30-minute naps every 3-4 hours and we just stayed up all night or just stayed up all.
Pretty insane.
I would love that.
I feel like people would be more productive.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
But hopefully you'd be
easier for people.
Hopefully you'd be able just to go. Because it's the worst if everyone was napping and you're like, I can't go to sleep.
Apparently the trick is to lay on your back and put your feet up over like a chair and you knock out like instantly.
Oh, damn.
Really?
Your back with your legs up like
Or even
this.
Just pillows? Like, can you do this in bed? Can you sleep like the way you're saying in bed?
I guess if you like stacked enough pillows, so your legs are like.
That's how I sleep when I have a bad, when my back's really hurting. So I was like, oh, maybe I do, if, because I have fallen asleep really quickly.
Okay.
With a bad back when I have to put my legs up like that.
Zane, is your bed still that bed you had like years ago?
No,
hospital bed?
No. Yo, Zane.
It has like the swing out arm for like snacks that comes over the corner.
Yeah, it like connects to Wi-Fi.
That'd be the first thing I would say when girls come to my room, like, look at my bed, by the way.
Oh, God.
And I always got mixed reactions with that. Sometimes they're like, cool. And sometimes they're like, cool. My gammy has that too.
My meemaw.
My meemaw has the same bed. One.
Meemaw.
I don't know why I ever had that. I think I got that because my back used to hurt all the time.
Yeah.
But if your back doesn't hurt all the time, you don't need that.
I remember you bought that when we had like no money. And it was like, it was like a $10,000 bed.
All my money went to that bed. Like, all my money went to that bed. I was
like, damn.
Yeah.
Well, you do spend a third of your life sleeping, so they do say if you're going to invest.
That's exactly what I said when I bought the bed.
That's the sales pitch.
I'm going to have it for life.
You'll have it for life. And did I have that for life? I did not. I had it for a year and a half.
But does the bed you have now still like connect to Wi-Fi? Remember there was a thing where your bed wasn't, you couldn't sleep in your bed because we didn't have Wi-Fi.
I remember you unplugged his bed and it was like a 24-hour reset and he was bought freaking
me,
out.
He bought me a lamp. He bought me a lamp for my birthday. And he and they unplugged my bed to put the lamp in and they're like, surprise, like bed. And I was like, what did you unplug? Like your bed? I was like, no, I can't sleep in my bed.
What is a reset?
Because it's a sleep number. So when you unplug, it goes, it pretty much like deflates to like the either the highest or lowest number. I was like, I can't sleep in my bed.
Come on. Why are we plugging in beds?
I think it's crazy that we're plugging in beds. I think it should be able to do that on its own.
What is your sleep number?
My sleep number is like 55, 60.
So wait, you have one side 55, 60?
No,
and like, if you have a sleep number bed, can it be central or is it for two people?
It's set up for two people, but I only do my own side. Like, why do I need to do this side?
How do you figure out what your sleep number is?
I go, baby girl, what's your number?
Do you have to do like a sleep study?
I have the app that kind of tracks your like sleeping, but I don't like use it.
Sleep studies are fascinating. Like people who have to go in, you have to go sleep somewhere and then put all the wires on your head.
I would love to do that.
Just to that see if everything's fine. Yeah. Zane, it's just like a demon coming at night. You're just off the charts. They're like,
I've never, you know how you could put, use that like sleep app where you can track if like when you make noise. Yeah. I haven't done that yet. Maybe I should do that one day.
You could track your sleep on your Apple Watch too.
But like, as in, it'll record what I'm saying.
Oh no. I want to tell you like how many times you wake up.
I want to hear what the fuck I'm saying.
I want to hear our intro.
Play that back. It's Zane and Heath Unfiltered. It's coffee time, baby. Whoa, woo! Unfiltered. Ow.
Hey,
welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah. I kind of hesitated too. I didn't know if he was going to like do everybody. Yeah.
And we are back from Vegas. Thank you so much.
Mm. Thank you, Vegas. We'll be here all night. Try the feel.
So if you guys didn't know, if you guys haven't been watching all of our stories and whatever, we were all in Vegas for Jason and Naveen's bachelor/bachelorette party. They decided to merge together. I feel like that's rare. People don't really do that. Like merge bachelor and bachelorettes.
I think people do it.
Yeah, I think
The group is like all friends, I feel like it's more common.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we definitely all our friends. And there was about like 35, 40 people, I think, total, right? There were so many people.
Way too many people for a Vegas trip.
And especially Vegas is really tough to do that because, you know, you want to go to nightclubs, you want to go to like restaurants.
It's hard to keep everybody together.
Exactly. And nightclubs are just hard to have 40 fucking people because, you know, all the rules of nightclubs, you need to have a certain amount of girls. Oh, you have 40. There's no table that holds 40 fucking people. No.
And then trying to get tables next to tables. It's a little rough, but rough. I think we made it work pretty well.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I think we kind of split up and joined at the appropriate times. Yeah. I feel like we all did our own thing in a way.
We had dinners and the clubs planned for everybody, but throughout the day, everybody pretty much went off into little packs and did their own thing. Some people gambled, some people went to the pool. It was like everybody did their own thing and came together at the end of the night.
It was like a work trip. We'd walk by in like the lobby. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hey. How we doing?
And you don't even stop, you just keep walking. It's like, all right, I'll see you on the bus when we get back home.
Did you join the Players Club while you were there?
I did.
No.
You did? Why did you?
We were with Mishka.
What's yeah. that? What is that? What's the Players Club?
It's like the rewards program of the hotel. Like you can earn points while you gamble, and like
you can get like if you're sitting there playing, you're playing for a long time, spending a lot of money, or
like you know at the bars, like the video like poker that they have yeah. at the bars, that drink that they're serving you can be comped if you're gambling there oh, okay. and join the Players Club. Well, which I was a little conflicted because I was like, I don't want to join, and I'm like, I could be saving money right now.
Your drink
I did.
Is comped at any table. At the casino.
Yes, any table on the floor, but when you're sitting at the bar playing the video poker, which I kind of like to do, I don't like to sit around and wait around for a free yeah. drink. I like to be like, can I have a drink? And I'm looking at right, somebody.
Right, got it.
But I just didn't know if it was like a scam or if it was like a credit card or if it was something I had to open yeah. up. I yeah. was curious.
It's crazy how they put gambling in every corner, like at the bar, like sitting there, just like
yeah.
the bathroom, like yeah. gas station.
They it's, should. The urinals should be slots.
Yeah, your flusher.
It's like a one game idea. Thing that yeah. you have one slot game when you're using the bathroom.
There's like a little target that you aim into. Like, you yeah. know, you use the gun to fill it up at yeah. like a carnival.
There was this one game that that Susie's friends were winning at. They were up 6K.
What?
At this 6K? It was called the Big Six at Resorts World.
A slot machine.
No, it wasn't a slot machine. It was like that, like it was like shaped like a wheel. And they were there for like an hour and a half. And this kid was up 6K because he kept hitting it on the right time. And I'm like, oh, we got to play at the Big Six.
Oh, that's not a gambling machine. That's just an arcade game. Like that's 6, a loophole.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And remember we were talking about how they'll kick you out of the hotel if you kept winning. I'm like, to me, that's keeps winning. If you're if you're winning up 6K at a fucking Wheel of Fortune like arcade game, I think that's calls for somebody to come up and
grounds
kick
for termination.
You. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm done though. I'm done.
You're gambling? Done with what?
Done.
And you know what? I'm just life? Getting started.
She got the hot hand over here. No, I walked up. I was like, I'll try some blackjack. Also, gambling sober.
Not fun.
The move.
No.
Yeah. Not the move.
You just get annoyed. You get really annoyed when you yeah. when you lose. It's
the money starts looking thought, really real.
Yeah. Like, or,
yeah. Yeah. I thought, you know, when you're drinking and you're playing, you get that mindset like, I'm winning it back, baby. I thought that would be clear. No. Had it even more. Yeah. And I was furious. Yeah. But we found this really fun game, and we pretty much played slots the whole time because I lost at blackjack quite a bit. But we found this one Willy Wonka game, and it was
scrumdiddlyumptious
experience.
It was one of those new screens that was like floor to ceiling high.
Which you
like,
usually
where you're
those,
looking up at it.
Yeah, those usually sketch me out. Like the louder the machine looks, I'm like, I loved it. Yeah.
And it was like a double seater, so we were just like side by side looking up at this thing, and it had like different worlds that you could go into. Like if you hit like the mystery bonus thing, it would take you into this like new level where like Jelly Bellies would fill up a cup and you would get like a certain bonus.
Yeah.
There was like different games inside of it, so it wasn't yeah. just one boring, like you pull the slot and it's like, did I win? How did I win? Like it wasn't
it was easy
very
to follow.
Yeah, it was very easy to follow. And then they would play when you would go into another world, they would play like a scene from the movie.
I was like,
so it's so cute. And we were just
I've got the golden ticket.
Yeah, literally. It was so much fun. And I don't know if we just had really good luck the first time we played.
Yeah, the first
time. But we were up and up and
we started with like $100 and we ended up getting up to 1700.
Woo!
And we were
and
like
it was so fun.
Like
we were drawing in a crowd. There was people. We picked
all of a sudden, all of them started getting filled up.
Yeah, we picked a pocket that nobody was like around. And then all of a sudden, everybody's playing this Willy Wonka game because they saw how well we were
and
doing.
And we were honestly just addicted to the mini games inside the game.
Yeah.
So we're like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to hit. Like, I just want to. I want that feeling of it going into this.
Yeah. You know, that's the best when it's like 10 mini games. Yes. It's a freeze spin.
Yeah.
Like,
and we just wanted that feeling again.
So love
it. That was it. We were at $1,700. We dropped down to $800 just waiting for this next mini game because we were hitting them pretty often.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. So we finally hit it again, jumped back up to 1600 off of that win, and we're like, all right, we're good.
Good.
We went back the next day, boom, gone.
All of it?
All of it.
You know why? Because they saw you guys go right back up there. They track all your shit. They got your faces on camera.
And we were just sitting there.
But it was fun. It was one of those games. Sometimes there's games that you're sitting at, and you kind of can gauge like, I could lose my money, but I'd still be happy because it was so much fun. Then there's games that piss you off because you're like, this doesn't even make sense. Oh, yeah, like, how am I winning? How am I losing?
Yeah.
And you don't enjoy yourself. This was like, I'm enjoying myself. Yeah. Like, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, mine, I lost mine pretty quickly because I decided to gamble for the first time and I pulled out $500 just to like have. I was like, I'm not spending any more than this. If I lose this, I lose it. If I, whatever. And Masha, our friend Masha goes, you should play at the high rollers table. I was like, I only got 500. She's like, I'm like, how, what's the minimum? She's like $100. I was like, I'm going to lose it in five games.
Was it $100 minimum or 50?
It was 50.
It was a 50 minimum, which still you, me and Todd were like, this, but it's still, when you only have $500, that's still, that
that's a lot. That's by. A lot. I want to play at the $5, $10 table. Yeah. Like, I don't want,
for a
exactly.
Bit.
So we go to the table and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to lose. Like, this is all the money that I wanted to spend. And first hand, boom, win. And the second hand, boom, win. I already like tripled of what I spent. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I want to come here all the time. There's drinks coming in.
Right, right.
You're getting the Langham Hotel experience. Like, everybody's treating you like a king. I'm like, and you're it winning this easily here. And then in like five turns, I lost it all.
That's how it works. It's crazy, the minimums nowadays.
I know.
It keeps going up.
But
every
also
year,
it depends on the time of day when they do it. Yeah, I noticed that. Like at certain hours, then it was all 25. You know what, Patricia and I did? We just walked next door to the Circus.
Yep.
All respect to the Circus. But
no respect to the Circus.
Well, I know, but just where people want to gamble. But man, we felt like kings walking in there. It was just like $5, $10 minimums on blackjack. And we were just enjoying ourselves. It was great. But yeah. But it was
Is that
trash.
The one with the Popeyes?
I mean, they got a lot.
Or is that
a
whole nother hotel?
It's the one that has roller coasters.
No, sorry. Hooters.
Hooters is its own
not
place.
Popeyes. What?
Hooters is its own.
That's place. Its own hotel.
It's the Oyo Hotel.
I've always wanted to go to that Elixir Hotel. I've heard of like nightmare stories of that place.
The Luxor?
Like, yeah, the Luxor. I've heard it's like the worst hotel in
the
Vegas.
The pyramid one?
Yeah.
My parents went there when they went to Vegas. My mom was pregnant with me and she was like, we stayed at the Luxor. Like, is it still there?
And
she delivered
you in the hotel.
I was born at the Luxor, at the top of the pyramid.
There's a whole ecosystem of bugs. Yeah. That live in that beam of light that comes out of it.
Yeah, there's like bats and shit. Like, because bugs are attracted.
Well, how are they
so
still
bright?
You're talking about on the outside or the inside of
the beam that shoots out the roof of it?
No, I understand. No, I'm talking about like on the hotel or inside that light, inside the like the box
in
where
the
they show the
beam.
Light.
The whole beam.
Like, oh, the whole.
There's a whole ecosystem going on up there.
But oh my!
It looks like they're getting abducted.
It does look like dark spirit hotel.
Speaking of, was anybody else worried about this whole alien fiasco while you guys were in Vegas?
Oh,
no idea what you're talking about.
These are the videos people are uploading in TikTok that look like it was in Mexico.
It was like the day before we got to Vegas. Somebody had reported that a UFO crash landed in their backyard and he saw these like creatures. He like was hesitant to say like aliens.
This guy on TikTok?
You hear the 911 call.
There's a TikTok about it, but the 911 call, like he's just like, there's 8 foot tall things in my backyard.
He was trying to avoid saying aliens because I think he didn't want to sound stupid or be not taken seriously.
Yeah.
So you can hear him avoiding those words. That's what we took note of, right?
Like I would probably avoid those words too if I saw something.
That happened. But then on another cop's body cam, like a minute before that, shows this thing coming down looking like it's crash landing. So they're like, okay, this is probably what happened into this guy's backyard. Play this video right here.
I had not heard of this.
Oh.
Whoa.
That was on the body cam.
That does look like definitely like a...
Oh, that's weird. That looked like something from Halo.
Weird, man.
Like I've seen other ones that are like, you don't know what it is, but that one, like the green, like orbs and flame, that was weird.
Yeah, that's like definitely not a drone. Like it has like a flow.
Camera. We always get so fucking close, huh? Like, let's just see it. Let's see it. Like there has to be at some point the ring camera catches it perfectly.
What's so funny?
Where there's no questions.
It doesn't seem like, you know, the balloon boy where that family just wanted attention.
Yeah.
He didn't like go on the news. Like he just made a video because there was rumors being spread. He addressed them and he's like, that's the last I'm going to say. Like, I can't explain whatever.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of
There's been a lot
lately.
Interesting.
But it's cool. It's like, it's happening.
And then there's like a circle imprint in the backyard.
Is there?
It's kind of interesting.
Really?
In their backyard?
Yeah. So I think somebody like had like a picture of it that I saw.
Oh, it's Roly Poly Ovi.
Okay.
I have a theory that because people, of course, they're like, how come every time a story comes out, nobody pulls out their phone to take a picture of these aliens and blah, blah, blah. I think the aliens are strategic and they appear when they know that you're not.
They shut the electric down. They EMP blast anything.
Like if you were face to face with this 8-foot alien, like wouldn't you just freeze? Like realistically,
I would bust it down.
I wouldn't be like, holy shit. I'd be like, they could be hypnotizing. Like you don't know. I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think you go into like panic mode. It's like people who are in the wilderness and they come across like a bear and the bear is coming after them.
Yeah, you're not gonna like.
Okay.
Oh shit!
Isn't it crazy? Like the one thing you have to do is like sit there and play dead, like and knowing that like you're doing the opposite of running for your life.
Play dead?
No, I'm just like that's what you're supposed to do. But like in that moment, you don't know what the fuck you're gonna do.
No, you just get out there. You give a aggressive, "Hey bear, whoa bear."
Yeah, you're supposed to yell at them, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to be like. Loud and demonstrative.
I also heard if you just unzip your jacket and they go like that, they flip shit. They'll go like the other direction bigger. Because it looks like you've like,
wings.
I don't know, have, yeah.
It's like,
I've never seen this.
I would just fold them. I'd be like, get your ass back straight.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I felt like that when I was mountain biking one time. I was like, God, if a bear just came out of nowhere right now, because you're just scooting down like the hill going, all right, this turn. It, out of nowhere. Right.
Did you see the video of the guys dirt biking and the bear came after them? He like crashed and the bear like was literally running up on them, like about to attack. And the other guy on the bike started revving it so it would scare the bear. And it was like the smartest quick thinking I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely not.
Bears
are
wild, man.
Yeah, they are. And we think that they're so cute and cuddly from like Disney films and stuff. And most of the time they're not doing anything when we're seeing them.
Yeah.
But it's just knowing what they're capable of.
There's a pretty crazy video of this this person skiing down like a mountain with headphones on.
Oh, I saw that.
And they just have like a GoPro and they're just like sitting there like just cruising down the mountain, like listening to music.
Was that real or was that like video shopped? I wasn't sure.
That was real.
That was real.
And there's a bear literally chasing behind her the whole time, like as they're...
Well, she's just like vibing, chilling, going down this mountain.
Imagine watching that footage back. Like, let's see that flow real quick. Yeah, that's it.
That's so cool.
That's freakish, man.
Honestly, ever since seeing the or watching the little blue bear, little blue house,
bear in the big blue
bear in the big blue house.
Little blue bear.
I thought all bears were nice. That was that was one show that made me like.
Yeah, you grow up, you have a teddy bear as your stuffed animal.
Yeah, why did they do that? Look at that! Oh my
God. If she knew though, she would have fallen.
I would
freak.
I would take a screen grab of that and make it my Christmas card. Just throw like a happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Burr, happy holidays.
Can we talk about our last day in Vegas? Me and
you? Yeah.
The day that everybody flew back, Heath and I drove to Vegas. So we checked out of the hotel and we were like, let's just spend the whole day here just driving around, exploring what we never got to explore. Because there's so much to do in Vegas that you don't realize, like in each little hotel or like the desert, things like that.
Yeah, like the strip clubs and there's so much to do. Yeah,
everything. And so we spent all day there. And one thing that we did was we went to New York, because I really wanted to ride that roller coaster.
Manhattan Express.
I was like, I really, like I've been dying to ride this roller coaster.
Still works, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I was like, I've been dying to ride it. I want like a rush right now, like a thrill. And he's like, cool, let's go do it. So we went the hotel. I think we're going to stay there next time.
Have you been in it?
Yeah. I went in it when I was in high school.
New York?
It feels like you're walking around New York.
But you get to eat at like the bagel shop and there's a fish market and they're like,
and there's like fake manholes in the ground that have like steam coming out
of it. Oh, yes. Cool. Really I did cute. Not know that was there.
It looks so cool.
That's so funny.
We went to the roller coaster and the first thing we noticed was we locked our stuff in a locker. And of course, like we just keep like our phone and wallet, whatever. And the guy would not let anybody pass without taking everything out of their pockets, which like you're not supposed to have anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize it's because like it's not a real amusement park. It's just attached to a hotel, so there's no like net to catch anything.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I was like, I can't even imagine
people probably
like,
lose stuff. Yeah, all the
what
time.
People dropped on top of people, whatever. So I was like, all right, it's already a little intense.
Are people walking under the roller coaster?
Yeah, you can
it
walk
goes
under
out
it.
Over
it
the
starts
strip.
Inside and then goes out. Like, that's here, look at that.
At nighttime, it's really cool.
I kind of wish
like,
yeah, I did
I when I did it at nighttime when I was younger. I was like, oh my gosh, because the whole strip's lit up.
You know, yeah. I've always wanted to ride that roller coaster.
It's so fun.
I would consider myself a roller coaster fanatic, right?
Yeah,
love roller coasters. Same. Like, I just don't get scared. I just really like them. So I was like, no big, like it's just going around the building.
It's crickety. It's no big deal.
There was kids getting on. I thought it was like this, just little rinky dink thing, just something to have fun.
Oh,
first of all, the climb to the top, I'm like timing it at this point. I'm like, it was like, it felt like a 5 minute ride up, which is a long time. And I was like, we haven't like plateaued yet. It's still going. And keep in mind when you like get on the thing, you know how normal roller coasters, you grab the bar from uh-huh. above. It was like two seatbelt material things. So you had to put it on yourself.
The harness over top.
The harness was over top, but it was like, it was flimsy material. It wasn't like a hard.
It was like a rubbery thing.
That's a pretty crazy roller coaster. I'm surprised they don't have like
so it was just a lap bar, right? And then there's a cushion for your shins. And then the seatbelt material, it doesn't adjust to your size. So you can like hold it out like this. It's like a just in case.
Oh, wow.
And the way you lock it into the lap bar, what
it's just like a little carabiner. You just like
a carabiner.
Click it into it.
Do you know what those are?
No, I don't.
Look up a carabiner. That's how you lock it in.
Pretty much. It's that on its side on the lap bar. And then you just click the.
There's no way.
Yeah. Woo! So I was like, nothing's holding
and nobody
us in.
Has died yet.
I didn't want to look it up, but. So the climb, and then they had the first two big drops. I was scared. It was crazy because it's so narrow. It doesn't look like this big, hefty, like machinery. It just looks like one little track.
It felt like you're at a fair. Like it was like a fair roller coaster.
It was taller than it looks. And the drop was like,
oh, man.
It felt like it was vertical. It was huge. It was just so big. It wasn't like it was falling apart. It was just, it was a scary ride. It went upside down. Keep in mind, your straps aren't on. It was upside down.
Keep in mind, you're held back by Caravan.
Yeah, so we were looking at each other, and then we just start holding ourselves down. I'm like, I don't feel secure in this thing.
I did not let go of that.
I wouldn't.
It was a bro, just definitely, like, I will recommend it if you like that, like, feeling. Like, I like when it drops and you kind of get that, like, stomach feeling. Like, that's a good ride. But it was fear. That I felt
it's intense
fear.
And it's basically
one size fits all. So those straps are literally up here, like at your head,
so you
and you're just like shaking, smashing your head. It was a lot.
Man, I want to get a hotel room right there that faces just the loop and watch people just do that all fucking night.
What was really weird when we were sitting in line, we were like looking at like the rules and stuff.
What's that?
Up on the TV, it's like...
I forgot about that.
Just the rules to ride it was so interesting.
The way they worded it, I was like, that could have been
It said like, in order to ride, you must have at least three limbs. And I was like, what? And then I started reading more. And it was like... cannot have any amputated legs of any length.
Oh, discrimination to the amputees.
And something probably... What happened?
I'm thinking a leg went like, flying.
And it
probably.
Was
wow. Well, yeah, it's probably support. Like if you have a missing like limb, then that
but
like
they said
leaves
you were,
stability.
They
from
said
your,
you were allowed to have one arm.
Okay, then that makes sense.
One arm, but must have two legs. They were very adamant about it. It said it in like big bold letters. Must have three total limbs.
I guess.
Do you think people are trying to like sneak it? Like they have pants on?
I don't know. Probably.
But it was.
Imagine stopping somebody.
I'm sorry.
I've been
to right there.
Multiple Six Flags. So many. The best amusement parks in America. This was one of the scariest roller coasters I've ever rode in my life.
It was
Zane,
fun.
You gotta try it.
I would love to go back on it.
You would die. It's
what,
so
what
good.
What are the hours on it? Can you like ride it at 4 a.m?
No, I think we were an hour before closing. Like maybe 8:00.
I don't remember.
It's not that late. Different hours.
Do you have to pay to ride it?
$20 a person.
Ooh.
$25 a person, yeah.
Wow.
It's expensive.
They can make a lot of money if they open that till like 1-2 in the morning.
Ooh. Yeah, but it'll probably drive the people nuts who are sleeping.
Or drunk people throwing up.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't have drunk people on there. Yeah.
It is a very like family-friendly hotel, I would say. I think they probably want to keep it cool.
Interesting.
Okay. But it was so much fun. We rolled the roller coaster. Was that the coolest thing that we did? Then we gambled and then we went to Italy, just things like that.
Were you there the whole time or the whole day? When I flew back that morning, you were there the whole day.
Yeah, this is what we did when everybody left.
We drove back at like 11 or midnight.
Oh wow.
We got home in 3.5 hours.
Very good. Because you all had a really good time, right?
Yeah.
Good. That's awesome.
It was so much fun.
I was sleeping the whole day.
Yeah.
Same.
That's what I figured. I was like, let's just explore all day, because if we go home right now, we're just gonna sleep the day away.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me just write this rule.
Save it.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that happened while we were at Zed. You guys weren't there, right?
We left.
I do want to thank you. You introduced me to Zed, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Did you see Zed?
We saw him real quick right before the show.
Oh, okay.
We went to, how do you turn this shit off, by the way?
Would you start a workout taking a shit?
No, it's it just keeps dinging. I don't know how to, what was I saying? Oh, okay. So we went to Zed and, we had this table like in the back and Jess, everybody's drinking, right? But Jess wasn't like drunk, but she had like a really bad shot. You know how you have like a bad shot? She reacted and it had to come out. She grabbed a cup real quick and it was very small. She's just sitting like, guys, I puked, but I swear I'm not drunk, but it is in this cup. And
oh god.
It's just like a reflex sometimes. And
she's like, she is moving, right? And I'm like, I was like, Jess, you need to like get rid of it. You're gonna drop it. And she's like, no, I'm not. She gets up. Boom! Drops it all over our couch, like the couch that we had.
Shut up.
And we all start dying. We're like, Jess, you need to clean this up right now. We cannot have anybody clean this shit up. Like, you need, and there's no napkins on the table. So she had this like one little square and she's just trying to clean.
It's in the crease.
Ew. And you know, I'm like helping her. I'm putting like a little water there, just like kind of dilute it, you know, just try to get it like spread. And it got to the point where nothing could be done anymore. And then the guy is just like, what is that? And we're like, we don't know. It's like, that's puke. Everybody like,
oh, they knew
away.
It was puke.
They didn't know who it was though, right? Oh. I was like, Jess, you need to hide. Like, just hide in that, because there was a way she could like with some of those. And we're all just like, what the fuck are we gonna do? Like, this is so embarrassing. And then
I'm scared. How could this get any worse?
And then we are friends with like one of the security guards, and we go tell the security guard.
Somebody walked by and just puked all over.
We tell the security guard, okay, she didn't mean to do it, but there's he was really cool, right? Really cool. Like, we were playing jokes the whole night, and we were just like, pretend you're kicking her out for puking like on the couch. And he's like, where is she? And so we start recording. And the guy goes up to her, because right now she doesn't think that anybody knows. And he goes straight up to her and she sees us point at her. And he goes, where did you puke? And she's like, what do you mean? And he starts like dragging her out. And we're like, oh my God.
Oh no.
Gotcha, bitch.
But he like let her go immediately. It was all fine. They cleaned it up. It was no big deal. It's not like she was like fucking sloppy. Like, it was just genuinely a mistake.
Oof.
But it was really, really funny. And we're sorry if you see this resort world. Obviously, you know, we didn't mean to be puking everywhere.
Ooh.
And she kept on and she and I was like, Jess, you should like go to the bathroom. She's like, no, I'm fine. I was like, no, Jess, like we're all in this tight little space and you keep talking. Like you need to do mouthwash. She's like, no, I don't need mouthwash. Does anybody have gum? And I'm just like, ooh. Jess, you have. It doesn't matter if you were drunk or not, or you puked a little. You got puke particles now surrounding your mouth. Nobody's gonna want to talk to you, Jess. You want to find a guy tonight? He's not gonna take. You're not going anywhere with a puke breath. You need to mouthwash. He'll get rid of it. I promise. And it took about like 20 minutes to get her to the bathroom to mouthwash. Ooh. It was really fun.
Was this the same table as we were at watching Zed? The one that was like in the back.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, it was the one you were sitting on for.
I know, but then you said was like a side. It was a side table, or I thought
it. Yeah, no, it was like in the back. It was like
I guess I was thinking the back, like you were behind Zed.
No, at one point. No, we weren't. No, we were never behind Zed. The only people that were behind Zed were like Jonah and his crew.
Did you? Did you guys puke afterwards?
No, I haven't puked in a year or two.
I did not drink like I would in Vegas normally. I like really behaved myself compared to like other Vegas trips. I would say so.
That's why like though I don't do those like shots like that in that type of setting, because it's like my threshold is like after I take a shot, I could instantly want to puke.
Yeah, I know.
And if I have nowhere to puke, then I'm why would
in,
I take
in my
a
head
shot?
Though, like having like a clear tequila shot is going to be the best thing you can have alcohol wise compared to like cocktails, beers.
For calories.
Oh, Zane almost threw up because he accidentally grabbed a water bottle.
Oh my God, that was horrible.
And the kid who had the water bottle didn't tell him that he filled it with vodka or tequila.
He said it's water. And I was like, oh, okay. And he gulped it
and then he took like three or four gulps and then he was like, that was not water. And instantly he was like, I didn't want
that. It was like, it's alcohol. He's like, I said it's vodka.
Oh.
I was like, you said water. You said water. He's like, no, vodka. I was like, why are you saying vodka? Just say vodka. You just fucked me. Now like I looked at Mariah. I was like, this is it.
Yeah, you're, this is my downfall. I can't believe this is it for me.
This is it for me. Because I took like four giant gulps of vodka, not thinking. And that's how I got here.
Good luck, Charlie.
I'm trying to think if anything else happened when we were in Vegas. I feel like that was the exciting stuff.
Every night, so we all had like dinners planned with everybody and we would go to dinner and then Heath and I would like pretend like we were going into the club. Then we would run up to the room and order a pizza. Every night we ordered a whole pie to ourselves and we just ripped through it.
Yeah, you did pretty good. Because at one point we'd be like, where's Heath and Mariah? And you'd be gone for an hour.
Because we were having fun. We didn't look miserable. So I was like, yeah, let's go to the club. Let's keep this going. And we're like, you want to order a pie to the room?
Yeah, once it hits like 1 o'clock, I was like, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And you don't want, because once you're past that, you're either drinking or you're going to bed. Like you can't really do both. We went to this one place before going out. It's called the Gatsby. Oh my God.
Yes, I forgot.
That was so fun. The DJ, I've never heard of a better DJ. That DJ knew exactly what to
play. All the hits.
I would look at Heath. I'd be like, he's about to surprise us again. Watch. And he'd play something. And then the beats, it's about to drop, plays another banger. Just hits you like a train. And we're like, wow.
I think
he's really surprising
Julian
us.
Julian de Great. Hold on.
Oh, we definitely brought the whole party. That place was jumping. Yeah. Jumping at one point. And we were leaving. And the guy's like, where are you going?
Yeah, and all the security was like, where are you guys going? Like, you made this happen. His name is Jamie the Great.
Jamie the Great.
Yeah.
Jamie the Great.
He was amazing. Book him for a wedding. His throwback set, he knew the crowd. He saw what we were reacting to, and he just rolled with it. And seemed like he was just improvising and just like, oh, they like this. Oh, they like this. Like, that is a great DJ. That's him. Jamie the Great.
It seems like they like improvised that club, because it was like a bar in the middle, but then they like put up sheets to create it like it was an own club.
A pop-up club.
You saw the guy in the back behind the sheet peeking through with his phone, making it look like he was behind the DJ set. He was there. I looked back because we had like the last table by the DJ.
Yeah.
And this guy was on the other side of like the railing, but was poking through, and he was like this with his phone, recording himself, and then he'd flip it and be behind the DJ like that. And he stood there for like 10 minutes.
That's so funny.
I don't know. It was really
and guys,
funny.
Remember, this is not like a nightclub. This is like one of those bars you see in the hotel when you're like walking to the lobby and there's just like a random bar.
It's in the middle of the casino.
Yeah, it's like a very random bar.
There's not crazy lights or like it's not pitch black and it's not that loud. It's like very enjoyable. And the drinks, there was a bathtub that came out filled with like jungle juice. Yeah,
Susie was backstroking in it. That shit was big as fuck.
A disco ball she did a filled front with
dive. Yeah, that, they were wild. They did not want us.
The drinks were so fun.
Oh, and the whole floor, carpet.
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 I like
the Unfiltered Studios.
I was doing acrobatics.
Yeah. And remember when everybody was doing the Soulja Boy? Everybody was doing that.
We almost brought back like Crank Dad. Yeah. Like it was a revival, truly.
That was really, really
it was
fun.
You should have been there moment, you know? You should have been there.
Give it a shot.
Oh, yeah, I gotta tell you about when we got back and we ended up going for Froyo.
You need to hear this.
Oh my gosh. Saw some shit go down.
I can't believe people still do
getting
this.
Getting Froyo in LA or Vegas?
Yeah, we got it in LA.
Yogurtland parking lot.
So we pull in and we park back into the spot. It's at a really, really well-lit parking lot too. So we back in and we look over and there's this couple in the passenger seat of their car, full blown on top of each other, go into town, and we're literally one car space away from
windows,
them.
What time of day? Windows not tinted.
Crystal clear.
If anything, it was the opposite. It was negative tinted because it was more see-through than
it was like
window.
It was like a magnifying glass.
Windows, yeah.
It was the most absurd thing. It was like full-blown, like face-eating, dry humping,
grabbing her hair.
Yeah, Matt, like
arm up her shirt.
She was straight up like this. She was like this.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, Mariah, because they FaceTime me and they're showing me on FaceTime. And I couldn't, like, I thought they were exaggerating, right? And I saw and I was like,
they're fully.
What time of day?
Fucking in this car.
11?
10 or 11.
But Matt, this place was maybe so lit up.
Well, it wasn't that late because we were in the Yogurtland and a group of like 10-year-olds were in there.
Walked by the whole thing, and it wasn't like they were in a big car. It was like,
it was a two-door.
It was a tiny little thing and they filled the entire window. And it was just like,
is there a bar nearby?
No.
They chose to pull into this well-lit parking lot.
There's like a Ralph's there, a grocery store.
We're watching this whole thing go down. We go in, get our ice cream. We come back, and we're just dessert and a show. And we're just sitting there watching. And then all of a sudden, the door pops open. They're still on top of each other.
He kicks the door open.
He busts open, and he's got her in his lap.
No!
Out the door!
Clothes still on.
Like, and then that's when we found out, because it looked like when you're looking through the car that, they got no clothes under. There's no way. He came on with clothes on. We're like, what are they, five?
They were
too old to be dry
humping. Yeah, way too old. By the way, not five. I meant like seven.
What are they? What are they, six?
What are they, five?
Did it look like they were just crazy? Were they on drugs or like?
No, they looked normal. It looked like somebody was sneaking around, cheating on boyfriend, girlfriend.
This is 10 and 11 at night,
because
right?
Because these people were like, they had to be 20-something. Probably like 25, maybe 25.
Froyo doesn't get you that horned up.
It doesn't.
Honest, they seemed desperate.
They looked like a couple that couldn't be doing it because they're like,
they were getting away from
home.
Like their parents.
No, they weren't that young.
They were older.
Maybe they were swingers and they met at the Ralph's parking lot because she had like a pineapple and was walking around looking for a match and then said parking.
A pineapple?
That's apparently like something swingers do. Pineapple is like,
I wouldn't know.
Swingers, they're not dry humping in the car. What is that? $10? You pay somebody to dry hump you?
Wait, swingers are prostitutes.
Oh, what is swingers?
Swingers are people who are in relationships.
Couples that could hook up with other people.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Swingers? Think you get paid?
Sorry, it's not my world. I wouldn't know.
I don't know the truth to this, but there is like a bit of a known thing on the internet that like a pineapple is like the hidden symbol of like swingers. So it's like you wear a shirt that has a pineapple on it, means you're swingers. If you shop at a grocery store and have a pineapple on it.
I don't know who told me. I think Matt, somebody told me.
I did.
And I remember looking at the guy, because I think that's how you brought it up. I looked at some guy that was at this party. We're somewhere. And the guy had a full on upside down pineapple tattoo on his thigh. On his thigh. We're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
He's a swinger.
Upside down pineapple swinger.
Who knows? That's maybe how they met. I remember Patricia and I, we walked outside of a club and we were like, it was in Birmingham. And I was like, oh my God, I thought there was like an earthquake. Like there was a car that was just moving and I go, something happening? And then I realized, two people just going at it.
It's insane.
Is it an earthquake? That is
like, I was
crazy.
Like, I thought I was about, to, I thought something was just amiss. My brain didn't realize, like if you see a car bouncing, it's usually for other reasons. Damn.
Pineapple, huh?
Just ask me.
Oh, can I tell y'all something kind of crazy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this, well, it didn't happen to me, but it happened to the podcast studio we record Good Influences at. We walk up and then we saw that there were two like wooden panels up against like the lower part of the windows. Like all, like almost like it, something had been like broken in. And we're like, what the hell is this? And we get in, we're like, what happened? He goes, there was a break-in late at night. And he shows us the video and he goes, also, I was staying here at the studio, or one of our producers was like sleeping there. And he was, and so in the video, you see this guy just like throw a huge like brick into the window, kicks it through. And then he goes like way back into the studio. Our studio guy is like sitting there sleeping. And then it's like, what the hell? And then chases him out like in his boxers, kicks this guy out of the studio.
Holy shit.
But he couldn't, I like couldn't believe that he was actually sleeping. That's at terrifying. The place, and had to like confront this guy, and he just like freaked the guy out by just yelling.
Was
at
he
him.
Just was he working there late, or
why
was he
sleeping in his underwear?
Yeah, why in his underwear? In a professional setting.
Honestly, I can picture Jordan falling asleep in here in his underwear.
Yeah, but oh god, but like it was interesting, like seeing just confronting a burglar, and then he just was just screamed at the guy and just chased him away. Thank God it didn't turn into anything more serious than that, but it was pretty freaky. And it was weird
he would have gotten his hand on some equipment, right? Would he have stolen like the camera equipment? Is that what he would have?
I think that's, yeah, because it's on the second story.
You know, it's
in
a
like
studio,
an
though,
office
when you're breaking
place.
In. Like before you break in, you're like, oh, this is a studio.
I think he knew, but you would think though, if it's a place full of cameras, there's probably going to be security right. cameras inside of it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of, we got a case to solve.
Mm. Yeah, we do.
What?
What case? Case?
We got a new one? Let's go.
So last night we get a text from one of our neighbors saying that their car was stolen in the middle of the night.
It's a whole car.
This is a hot city for stealing cars.
So I'm like, holy shit.
What kind
like,
of car?
Like a Gladiator.
What's brand a Gladiator?
New, the Jeep trucks.
How do you steal a brand new car?
That's what I don't understand.
That was my first
question. Like gone in 60 seconds shit.
Where you put the wire in it. Where you put the screwdriver in and you crank it over.
Right. I get it. It's like a 1996.
There's
but like,
car play in cars. How are you doing that?
So apparently with the new cars, they're actually easier to steal than old cars.
Perfect.
If great. You there's like a device that basically you can walk up to somebody's house and it'll ping their keys from inside.
Oh.
So it picks up the signal and then allows you to unlock it right there on the spot and start it.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's what happened, but it's like a new thing where...
Hot damn.
So what information do you have of this case if we're trying to solve it?
So we're like, holy shit, like that's crazy. They go, can you check your cameras to see if you picked anything up? So I'm looking and one of my cameras shows that it went missing from like 2:15 to 3:15. It was gone at some point in between that. So I check my other camera and this guy walks up directly in front of my house and is standing there menacingly. But dude,
staring
look
into
at,
the middle of the street.
Oh, you
look
have
at,
it.
Look
oh
at
my.
This.
He has back. Wait, he has some bags. Wait, what's going on?
Whoa.
Is he wearing a cloak?
He what stopped kind of- right at your door.
And then he's like
and
shaking
he's
his head.
And talking to somebody in the middle of the street.
What is he
watch
wearing?
This. And then he like leans closer to the camera. Really weird for him to be standing right there.
Yeah,
though.
It's almost like he wanted you to see that.
Wait, go back. Wait,
right at the time the car was stolen.
Like he's keeping watch?
I don't know.
It seemed like he was like blocking the
what
camera.
What is he wearing?
Yeah, I don't know if he's trying to block the camera.
For
right.
somebody else to
do Jordan, it. it's something you would wear. It's like a little poncho.
It looks like Dan Bilzerian.
For the people listening,
that's
yeah.
a really good shot of someone's face. Like you could find someone very easily with this shot that you have. It's you. Like remember the shots that I was getting? You could not tell who. Like you could never tell who was. This one is such a good fucking shot of him.
So bizarre.
It looks like he's almost hiding something under what this thing he's wearing. Oh, he looks like he's wearing a bed sheet. He's wearing a bed sheet.
Oh.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
It's the cover
of
the car.
Of
or oh. no, wait, or do you think...
Wait, what do you think?
When you said bedsheet, I was thinking like, because they stuff shit with pillowcases when they rob...
No, or is that the top of a car?
Is that the car topper?
The car topper, and he's holding it around.
Wait, do they keep a car topper?
I don't know.
That's his daily, I think.
Did you send this to the guy?
Yeah, yeah. We sent it to him.
Does that look like a car topper?
I don't know.
That is very bizarre that he's wearing that. And he's, I think, trying to make it look like he's
got some sort of...
I think there's a 90% chance this is the guy.
Doesn't a light shine when you're in front of a ring camera?
It's infrared.
Why wouldn't you wear a mask? I don't get it.
Heath, why did it do that in the beginning?
It's like they're pre-recording.
Oh.
It looks like he also has a sheet around the top, though, too. Like there's something over that part, and then he's holding something. Are we showing these images to people?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you have to.
We don't know
this,
if he's
this poor guy is just like,
oh, wait, you don't know if that's him or not? Well,
no, but I mean, he's in that hour time frame.
Oh, okay.
That's he's going up with something in his hand. Oh, wait, Watch his left hand. He's hiding something. He's probably has that RFID tracker thingy.
Oh, you're right.
And he's trying just to get close cars. And he's going doot 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 doot.
Wait, is he
that's my car?
Is that car parked on this side of the street?
Click play. In the left hand, look at his left hand. He's like,
oh, he's trying it.
He's doing it
at our house.
Yes, he's just seeing what car would unlock and get picked up.
Oh, shit.
Look, like right there on his left hand. He's going,
because the weight.
And he's looking.
He's Matt, good catch.
Ah! Very good.
It's him. God. That's him.
And he's shaking his head. No.
He's looking at other cars to see what fucking pings.
Yep.
Wow.
And he wouldn't go for hours.
It's like Home Alone where he's like, this house. Like,
wow.
Where do you go? I mean, where do you get such a device?
But why is he
it's
holding?
It's actually really easy.
But
really
why? Where did this really, come from? Yeah. Where did this drape come from that he's holding? Did you think he took that off another car?
I don't know.
Is that probably blocks like the sensors? Maybe
it also kind of looks too small to be covering a car.
It does.
Think about that. That looks like really a normal sized blanket or robe.
I think he's just covering up with something to cover that device.
You think it's like a big device? Is it like a...
Yeah, they're...
That's a great shot, though. Good catch. Like, that... Dude, that shot, anybody's going to be able to recognize him if he's not, like... If he lives in, like, this...
Yeah, he's got his arm tucked and he's trying shit.
Because the way he's facing right now, he's just facing the middle of the street. There's nothing to be staring at. So he's definitely hitting it.
What hat is that?
It's got, like, a G on it. I wish it kept recording.
It won't do a Tesla, right? Actually, no, you can't... You need the actual key for a Tesla.
Yeah, it's like the 5.
I wonder what the distance is. We should keep our keys further.
We need to put our shit in a Faraday bag.
In a what?
Oh, just what? It like your keys? Blocks the sensor.
Oh.
I don't get it though, why people won't just like wear like the little COVID mask to hide your face.
Yeah, like it's so insane to me that people like still, like, there's cameras everywhere.
Like, yeah, just cover up and be like, I was wearing a mask. Like, it would save you. This, if you're wearing the fucking like
ski mask,
you're up to no good. If you're just wearing a little COVID mask, no one would say shit.
And
or like,
can cover up pretty well.
You mean like it would look less suspicious if you were walking around wearing that.
Wild. And you know what? I think some people are just so confident that like, oh, I don't need to cover my face.
Yeah, it's so bizarre that he's not even like looking around for security cameras.
Yeah.
That is so bizarre.
That's why I feel like he's not from around. I think he might be from far away.
Just drives in.
Driving into like the neighborhoods that he feel like he could like.
And their car never goes by once it's stolen?
No.
Say that again?
Like their car never goes by after
I think
it was
they went that other way.
Definitely.
They just got that car too. Let's bring
damn.
I think they took that one because it's got so many accessories on it. It's not just like a base model. Yeah. So it's like, it's got a lot of upgrades.
I'm going to go out and take some footprint samples. Pour some cement down.
Yo, you know exactly where it is. Just sweep up the sidewalk.
He doesn't come by again at any other time. Have you checked a couple days before if he ever revisited?
You know what's crazy? Imagine how many things you missed.
I know.
Before that camera. Wild. Yeah.
We saw on our camera, there's this couple walking by. And I think I already say this?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They peeked through and the girl was like, oh, it's so pretty. Like, this house is so pretty. And then the guy was like, I don't like those windows. I was like, okay.
I would have been a little upset if we had just installed them and we're like, oh, God, I love it. And then, like, that happened the next day.
I don't like those windows.
Yeah.
If I was a robber, though, I'd get one of those hyper-realistic masks.
The what?
Oh, like the ones from, like, Drive or that Alex used to wear to, like, prank
that
us.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah. That's scary. But you don't want to be walking around. Dude, you'd get cops called immediately if someone saw that.
Imagine
it looks like a face. Like, it looks real.
Yeah, but especially on a ring camera, the little, like, pixelation, it would look even more
real. Yeah, but really seeing that.
But imagine how humiliating it is when you get caught. It's like the end of Scooby-Doo. They're going to be like, who was is really behind the mask? Mr. Jenkins.
Instead of the masked singer, they should do the masked robber.
Like someone robbing a house, yeah, like trying to see their movements. Yeah. Who could that be?
They're stealing certain things that like hint towards who they are.
Yeah. All right, Mariah.
Are they talking about it on your next door app?
No, not yet.
You could be the first ones. You could post it. Oh, you should post it because what if somebody recognizes the person Citizen app?
We should go viral on there.
Yeah. We should get verified.
Monetize it for sure.
No, actually, would you post that on well, I think Ring already automatically posts it, right? Doesn't Ring
you have to report, you know what I mean?
Let's bait them. Go put out a car, put all the trackers on it. Bait them. Get them to come back.
And then I sit in the car all night.
You know what?
Gotcha.
Heath.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's what we did when my house was getting broken into, and it never worked. We spent way too many hours up waiting.
It was fun.
No, it was fun. I love a good stakeout.
Yeah, but it didn't really get anywhere.
Should we stake out tonight?
Isn't there like usually a period? Like
you down for the panty raid?
There's a window that I feel like they wait like a few days before they come back to the same area, I think. That's what they did with my house.
It's like lightning. Never strikes twice in the same spot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or if it was too easy, they'd be like, shit.
We should bait them with your Jeep outside.
Okay.
Well, no, they can't go to the same spot. They actually get a car because the cops are being called. They know the area that the car got stolen. It'd be stupid for them to go back the next night.
Dude, stolen cars, the rush of stealing a car and not knowing if there's a tracker on it. Like, how do you do, like, okay, I get, like, you steal something small. Like, you have the jewel. Nobody can know where the jewel is because it's this small.
And it doesn't have a license plate on it. Going around.
You are buying or stealing something that is
massive
and hauling it across town in 2023 where there are cameras everywhere. I don't get it. And then you're pulling it into someone guy's garage and the guy's like, we good, bring it in, it's fine.
Yeah, can't they easily just check the streets? Like you could like literally street follow cameras, the car the whole way home. Why don't they just do that with everything? Anytime a car,
because then it becomes a police state and people don't want cameras everywhere.
But there are cameras everywhere, though.
Not as much as like Europe does. Europe has like cameras everywhere where they can like figure out like where somebody went. America, we don't like have cameras like completely everywhere. We trust people's cameras, like people of private homes, private businesses.
Well, that's that's why people feel like they need to steal
government cameras everywhere.
It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame. I'm gonna catch some thieves. What if it was like
we're in a robbery state? What are you gonna do? I'm gonna have a glitter bomb in my car whenever somebody decides to want to steal my car. Glitter.
Zane forgets.
I forget to turn it on one night, but I want someone to steal it because I really want to blow it up. So I just keep it unlocked every night, key on the tire.
I saw this one guy. He posted something, and I thought it was such a good idea. He puts a ring. He puts his key under the doormat of his house. Like right at the front door. You know how a lot of people like hide their keys or whatever. And he's like, a lot of people think it's, you know, stupid that I put the key under here because, you know, it's in plain sight or whatever. And he goes, but the thing is the key doesn't work to my house. It's just a random key. And he's like, I just like to see every once in a while, like how often it gets stolen. And he's like, and the fact that it doesn't work and unlock my house, I hope sends a message and that they reflect for a minute and think about like the fact that like as they're sitting there trying to make it work and that it doesn't work. Like if they have like a second thought, like maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Like, this is silly.
But hopefully they're not like, but what if it's the back door? Maybe if I just get into the backyard, but I'd be worried.
It still like wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I mean, like, that would make no sense. Like you would question everything. Like why the fuck would they put it under the doormat? But it doesn't go to any.
Yeah.
Like that's weird.
What did they take?
Jordan, you're acting like you do that.
No. We have received a live update on the situation.
What?
No.
Live right now. Quote, I just got a call and they found it in the middle of the Mojave Desert.
What?
Whoa. Wow.
In the middle of the so why steal a car?
Mojave Desert is on the way to Vegas. We passed it.
So they went straight to Vegas. They were ready to party.
This car's probably like 2 hours away, right? The Mojave Desert? Am I crazy?
Wait, so that's it? They just found it right now?
But about 10 minutes ago, they just said that they got a call that they found it in the middle of the Mojave Desert.
Was it in the car or did someone ditched?
I have to ask
that. That's the only text I got.
That's crazy. When we were recording.
Yeah, we passed the Mojave Desert.
I don't know if we do.
Mojave, right?
Can you spell that? Oh, sometimes they say, I was like, why do people steal and like ditch cars? I don't understand that. Usually sometimes a stolen vehicle makes it simpler for a getaway car for a later crime.
That M-O-J-A-V-E is like right by Vegas.
Right. So that's
the Mojave.
Wow. That is crazy.
Oh, it's like Breaking Bad shit.
Wow. In the middle of the desert.
It's like Breaking Bad.
Awesome.
I wonder if their car has a tracker or a police found it. Like, who found that in the middle of the desert?
Well, it probably gets like reported and like they go in and go, we have an unidentified vehicle.
It had to have been just sitting there.
Yeah.
Oh, like somebody else reported it.
Yeah, they're like, there's a car in the middle of the desert.
Which is so interesting because like, you know, people do that all the time.
When did it get stolen?
Yesterday, this morning, right? Or two mornings ago.
What's the point of just leaving it when you could just like tear it apart? Like,
well, that's like what they did with my truck. They just like joyrode it for like however long and then just left it somewhere.
That's crazy.
Quit being criminals.
Or just return it.
Return it with a tip.
Yeah, just return it. Just like
a tip from the crime.
Fill the gas back up.
You'd be like, it came back.
pay one of your friends to drive it back real quick and then just run away.
Didn't somebody take your car for a joyride and then returned
Todd's.
It?
Todd's.
And still to this day, we don't know who
that is. Unbelievable.
Drove it to the bank and drove it right back to the house and put the key back in his room.
And the car was covered in David's face.
Yeah. That was back when it was like he was rolling around like a sore thumb.
Wait, they got the keys from his.
The key went back into his room.
When we were at,
I'm sick.
When we were out of town,
yeah, that they got in, took the key.
That's why I think it was still someone who like
if it was
edits
some,
or who.
If it was someone we knew, we would have known by now.
I know, but I think someone was embarrassed and they didn't want to do it. It's, same thing with the person who still came into the house that we were living at and took your car keys.
Matt,
I still think upon confrontation, it would be like, "Oh, hey, it's me. I'm friends with so and so. I've been over
Matt,
here before."
You forget how many people actually knew the address to our house.
Yeah. I know.
Everybody knew the address to that.
But there are also people who were over there times that we weren't that close with who I think could lie themselves out of situations. And like, I know. I still think it's
because
like,
in the
it's
videos,
somebody's friend.
In the
who's
videos,
friend
you
of a
see
friend.
How open the house is. You see how many people are there every day. You see how probably easily accessible it is. You see all the prank videos where people are rolling around in the back. And when you, as a viewer, when you're watching it, you could see how easy it is to get access inside that Bellingham house.
Oh, it was Bellingham.
Was that Bellingham or Altaview?
Yeah, it was Bellingham.
Yeah, Bellingham.
And it was when everybody was out of town too, which is weird.
Someone knew we're all
the house
out of
town.
Was empty. Oh, I was thinking a few other years after.
To the bank though. What was
that? Right. What?
But the thing is
that the bank, a place with like tons of cameras.
Couldn't we just go to the bank and be like, check the ATM camera? We would know exactly who took the fucking
Did they
car.
Not do that?
I don't think you're allowed
to. I don't think they'd do it for something like that. Because then they'd be like, was the car still gone? Well, no, I got it back, but all right. Like, they just don't
care. Yeah, they don't care enough.
How did Todd know that the car was gone?
He saw on his app. There's a tracker on his app. Matt forgets that there was 80 people that like knocked on that door every day. There's so many people that came to that Bellingham house. It was like.
I know, but look under. It's sometimes the biggest solutions are right under your nose.
It's not. The thing is, a friend to take that and never find. That's not. It's not even a joke.
I just try to think like a detective, Zane. That's all I'm doing here.
Then think like a detective.
I'll get down to it.
The detective goes, how many people are at this house? Oh. How many people know the address of this house? Oh, a lot.
I just think driving a car with David's face all over it to go to the bank seems like someone who used a car to run an errand.
The risk and thrill is exciting. They did it in the middle of the night.
Anyway, I looked more into the woman that wrote she wrote the book about her husband passing away.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
She poisoned him.
Oh, yeah. We know
that. Well, I like read into like all the details. About how like she was in real estate and they were selling, you know, about all that.
Yeah, I know. But did we not talk? We
just talked about how she wrote a book and she killed him.
Oh.
Towards the end of closer to his death, he told his family, like, if something happens to me, look into my wife.
Oh, really?
Because
oh.
she tried to kill him multiple times.
Oh,
because,
shit.
Because like every time she makes him food or orders him food, he gets sick. So I guess she had a drug dealer that like came forward or something like that. And she asked for like certain drugs so that he can overdose. And then she wanted something stronger. So she spent $900 on fentanyl. She tried it one time, didn't work. She asked for it again. And that's what killed him. So it was like three times she tried to get him sick and kill him.
Oh, wow.
And apparently like when she called 911, she said that she found him cold and unconscious and he was dead, whatever. And she claimed she tried to do CPR, but there was like blood coming out of his mouth and there was no signs of her trying CPR. Like she didn't have blood on her or anything like that. So they were like,
she was like
automatically looking into her. And then there's this whole thing where like they were in real estate and apparently there was like a $2 million house that she really wanted. And they were arguing over it. And he said, it's not a good investment. We shouldn't do it. But her story to the cop was like, it was just a normal night. We were celebrating because we closed on the $2 million house and we were so excited. And apparently like his sister knew that he said, we're not getting this house. So they never closed on it. The day after his death, she was found in that $2 million house partying, celebrating the closing of the house that she couldn't already
do. Oh my
God.
No after way. His death,
and everyone at the party didn't know that he died. She didn't say anything.
Jesus.
So the sister knew, like, hey, he told me like a while ago, like if something happens to him, look into his wife. And like his priority was like, of course, people are going to be like, why wouldn't you leave her? Blah, blah, blah. But like, you don't know the situation. Like he loved his kids. They had three boys and his job was to just like protect them. And he took her, I think like maybe a couple weeks. It could be wrong, but like before his death, he had just taken her out of his will and gave everything to his sister because he just knew. And then she freaking poisoned him. So everything like lined up, like the sister knew everything. He took her out of the will. She didn't know he took her out of the will. So she thought she was getting all this stuff and then she wasn't.
How long was it after he died that they caught her for this? Because she like wrote a book.
Well, a year after. So she wrote a book a year after. She got interviewed for it. And like some of the interviewers were like, it was a little like suspicious because she wasn't showing any emotion towards it. And she was already planning the second book. Like she was already writing the second book. So people were looking into that. And they experts were saying that she already planned on the book before his death. Because everything happened so fast.
Oh,
so she was just planning on profiting. Either way, she was in prison. So she got arrested. Because at first they didn't have enough evidence. It was just the whole story that didn't add up. Like her partying and like saying like, we closed on the house, but they never closed on it because he told her no, all this stuff. It wasn't until the sister was like, these are the details. And they finally arrested her.
Who is this? What?
Her name.
It was I don't remember her name, but
the lady that made the children's book.
Her name is Corey.
About like the dad dying, but
right. Now I remember.
Oh, in prison, like when she got arrested, she was in prison, like under speculation, whatever it was, and she was like talking to like other inmates about like the documentary she's planning on this whole thing.
Oh, God. And sounds they were like a narcissist. Oh, so
she just wants to profit off of this entire thing.
This might be a stupid question, but if you're on somebody's will and you kill them, that goes away, right? Or is that like a law where like you still get that will when you get out of prison?
Like if you're still in it and you're like guilty?
You're guilty of killing that person.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh no, I definitely think that gets overthrown.
Right?
Yes.
It probably goes.
I'm just thinking about like specifically the law, what the law says.
I think the law punishes. Because
what if the husband still wants the will to go to her?
It depends on the lawyer, but when she's convicted, I don't think she's going to be entitled to any.
You saw the one lady who hit the jackpot on like lottery and hit it from her husband?
No.
She hit it from her husband and then filed for a divorce like the next day. And then he was just like, what the fuck? This like came out of nowhere. So they end up getting divorced and like 2 years go by. She had like moved still out, hidden. Done whatever. Still, he had no idea. He was just like, I guess she just wanted a divorce. Didn't know she hit the lottery. Gets something in the mail sent to the house that they had lived at. And he opens it up and it's like, do you want the full payment of the lottery or do you want monthly installments?
Right.
Whatever like the payout was going to be. And he was like, what is this? And he goes, oh my God, it made sense. So he like looked into it. And then I guess he got a lawyer and found out that the exact timing of all of this, that she won, hit it, filed for a divorce. And basically the way it turned out was she had to give him all of the money for the lottery because she like filed for a divorce because of this to hide it from him. So she ended up getting in trouble and then he ended up getting all of the money.
Wow.
Wait, I thought in that case they would have to split it still. Like she would still have to give him half because they are technically like they didn't get a divorce for like anything that he did or she did.
The only reason for the divorce was because of
I know, but her no, I know, her. I know. Like we, like you know, that's it's funny that he gets all the money, but I'm surprised legally that she still doesn't get any of the money, even though she won the lottery. Like she's the one that won the lottery.
I think it has to do with
I don't know
getting the divorce or whatever based solely on that.
Like if she filed for divorce before she hit the lottery, it'd be different,
right?
Yeah, I thought that's that what, was just to save her for. Half, like say, like get the other half. But I thought that all that would do was just, oh, well, you screwed up your marriage. Your husband, your ex-husband still gets half. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what it should be.
But that's what lawyers are for. They fight and then ultimately comes
Your
up
Honor,
with decisions.
This bitch here hit the road, left Ted with nothing. Now, I don't know what the members of the jury here, but if one of our wives pulled that, I don't think we'd be pretty happy.
I mean, if that was for a jury to decide, they would 100% decide that the husband gets all the money.
Tammy's like, I'm getting out of here. She's at the club going, hey, hot stuff, come. I'm single now and I'm rich. I just won the lottery. I'm getting away from Ted. That woman saw millions of dollars and the first thing on her mind was a dick.
Divorce and dick.
She did the or freedom. You know, props on her. Maybe it was a really terrible toxic marriage. I'm kidding.
Who knows? Do you have a picture of them? I would love to see a picture.
I would like to see.
I want to judge them by their looks. Judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, let's see.
Husband gets wife's lottery winnings. That's what I would Google.
After divorce.
Almost 8 years.
That's how long it was a secret?
That's how long it took for that mail to come in for how to earn their winnings?
Hiding $1.9 million.
Wow.
Denise and Thomas Rossi.
Oh, he looks so nice. Look at him. Oh, she took that shit and ran.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. That scarf should be a crime.
Baby, that fucking, that's like that, is given that Gucci, the Gucci Lady Gaga's character.
I could see them making a movie based off of this.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, kind of based off of it, but like come up with a whole over-exaggerated storyline.
Oh, did she die?
What? She died?
I don't know. There was an obituary.
Obituary.
After finding her guilty of knowingly hiding her winnings from the parties involved in the divorce, the court decided to teach Denise a lesson on what the consequences of withholding information are. Believe it or not, the court awarded the full winning amount of $1.3 million to Thomas. This amount would be paid by transferring the payments to the lottery. Thomas had already been paid out.
You don't get the full 1.9, do you?
Yeah, you get taxes and shit.
Yeah, so she probably spent around like $300K. $400K before
she claimed that she was unaware of the law to disclose the money as in her opinion the money was hers and her husband would merely try to take it away from her due to his own financial problems. It goes without saying that the court did not accept this as a reason and she was found guilty of withholding assets during a divorce proceeding. She was punished because in a divorce proceeding she was withholding her assets. That's when you're supposed to share everything during a divorce. And she hid that and therefore he got it all. Damn.
Now that makes sense. Okay, boom.
Yeah. I had a feeling it was like coming down to
I love that. Now it makes like
Denise, what the sense. Fuck is this? Tim, I just
it was the lucky scratch off.
So that's why you were in a real good mood. That
money turns people nasty.
All for a little bit of money.
A little bit of cash.
Dark.
A little bit of fast cash.
It's the root of all evil.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, you want to close this shit out?
Yes. Let's
close it. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Make sure to check out Cremota.com. Get a set of matcha. You can get the starter kit. You can buy it individually. We got coffee. We got bag coffee. We got K-cups, a bunch of different flavors, and espresso.
We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. All for $5 a month. You can get bonus episodes. You get episodes that we film after these regular episodes are done, where we call little mini bonus episodes. We have private Discord. We got live Q&As, and we got all sorts of stuff, and we have the whole archive once you pay the $5 at patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
And it's all early release too, so you get to watch these episodes a few days early and all ad free.
You can check out this podcast show every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms on your phone. And we post the video form of this on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath on Tuesdays.
We'll see y'all next week.
And we'll see you unwinders in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bye, baby.